waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereon I sent it to. The thing that makes the earth to bud, the thing that makes the branch to bud, is a word. And it always accomplishes what God intended it for it to accomplish. But I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to read several verses in here, so if you turn there, then you'll be able to follow along. We're going to start with verse number 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. A false prophet is someone who comes with a false word. It looks good. It sounds good. It comes in like a sheep, but it's really a wolf. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? That means if you have an apple tree, it's going to have apples. If you have a tree that's bringing forth, coming from the word, it's going to reproduce the fruit that comes with the word. Love, joy, peace, those kinds of things. And you'll know where it's coming from by the fruit that it produces even in you. What's the opposite of peace? Anxiety. What's the opposite of joy? Depression. Bondage is the opposite of freedom. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good tree, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. And the word corrupt means deviated from the original. Deviated from the truth. A good tree can't bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire, whereby by their fruits you shall know them. We often take that as just directed at us. But a good tree, a tree that's based on the word, is going to produce what the word produces. It can't produce anything else. A tree that's a corrupt tree, that's deviated from the word, only produces that which is opposite of the word. And so it's really the root that is cut down. It's the value system that is taken down. The good tree is the tree that you and I are tapped into. Because that's what it says in Matthew, in John chapter 15, if you go back over there. It's not us that he wants to cut down. It's what's feeding that tree. Because the branch is only an expression of what's being fed to it. In John chapter 15 again, verse number 2, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. He releases those branches that are not based on truth, that can't bring life. And he does that by what he's done for us. And so if you're in him, his desire is to do whatever it takes as a gardener to make that branch bear fruit. It's not you that he wants to cut down. It's the root that he wants to cut down. So that's what's feeding the branch. He wants to take away that which is producing the opposite of truth in us. It comes from an opposite word. And I want you to turn to, I want you to turn, I guess, to Isaiah chapter 14. I just want to, I had this farther on in the notes, but I want to just bring this out right now while we're thinking about this. This is a chapter about Satan and Satan's desires. And in verse number 13 of chapter 14, it says, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High." God wants us to bring forth seed after His kind. But Satan wants to be in that position where it's not God's seed that's going forth. It's a false seed that can't produce according to the Word of God. Verse number 17, it says, "He made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities, and He opened not the house of His prisoners." This is what He wants to do, and He wants to do it with a false word. He always comes in. It sounds good, but it's not the Word. And so let's look at verse number 24. "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, As I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land and upon my mountains, tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of them, and his burden depart from their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that stretcheth forth upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?" And let me see, go down just a little bit farther. Verse number 29, "Rejoice not thou, whole Palestinia, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken." And that word rod means the branch, the root. And so what God says, my word is going to be the thing that governs everything. And I'm going to take down this false root. I have purposed something in my heart. It's to set you free. I have purposed to bring forth seed after my kind, and every weapon that's formed against you won't prosper. Because I have sworn, as I have thought, so shall it be. He is going to take care of us in such a manner that He wants to cut down that thing that is feeding you false information. It's not you. We think, He's going to prune me. He's going to clip me. He's going to cut me. But the only thing that He wants to cut down is that weapon that's been formed against you, that false branch, that one that brings a yoke upon you, that thing that's keeping His purpose from being accomplished. His word always accomplishes what He sent it forth because it's what causes the earth to bud. But Satan comes up and says, I'm going to propagate a few things myself. But that's the thing that God wants to cut down. It's not you. You're positioned in His vine. And He said, I'm going to take care of you, but I want to release all those things that are being affected by this one that is coming against you. And so it's His word, His will for you to be healed, for you to be prosperous, for you to be healthy and whole and set free. And He's going to accomplish what He said. His word will never fail. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, let's go over there. In verse number 23, it says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever." It's His word that's incorruptible. It's His word that will never fail. Everything that's not generated by His word is a false root. And it's not going to survive. That's His purpose, is to take away that thing that is preventing you from bearing the fruit that he calls you to bear. And in Isaiah chapter 14, where it says, I have sworn, as I have sworn, so shall it be. And that word sworn means to seven oneself. What does that mean? God spoke life into this earth, and in 7 days, he created everything. And he looked back and he said, everything's good. He set everything in order in 7 days by his word. And he says, I have sevened myself. The word is what I'm going to be governed by. Nobody's going to change it. Nobody's going to disannul it. And I'm going to cut down that false word that's trying to come and take away that which I've purposed for you. That's what's receiving the real hardcore cutting, not you. He's just releasing you from the things of the enemy that's tried to destroy that word in you, because the word is incorruptible. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 7, it's repeating this same scripture, but it adds a little something to it. The grass withers and the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Why does the grass wither and the flower fade? Because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. And in John chapter 15, where it says, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And that the definition means to atone for, but it means to lift up, to loose, to take away, to blow away. And so he's releasing everything from you that's corruptible, incorruptible. Everything that can't bring forth life for eternity, he atoned for, so that you're, what makes you incorruptible? It's the word. That's the thing that your eternity is based on. The word is incorruptible. The word is incorruptible. So everything, the flesh part, it profits nothing. It's the spirit that brings life. And all he's doing is through his word, he's bringing you revelation. Turn to Hebrews chapter 7, chapter 5. In verse 13 through 14. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, they're mature, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The good is God's word. It's his way. It's that which is incorruptible. The evil is everything that's going to fade away, everything that's corruptible. And God is using his word to bring you revelation that will allow you to tell the difference between what's corruptible and what's incorruptible. Why are we so easily deceived? Why do we rock back and forth between the flesh and the spirit? Because we don't always recognize what's corruptible and what's incorruptible. And the reason we don't recognize it is because we're trying to recognize it in our flesh. But it's his revelation power, his word, as he reveals it to you, that's going to help you come to that place where you'll recognize that which is coming against you. Because he wants to release it from you. He wants to release the burden of it from you. If we turn to Matthew chapter 3, Mickey alluded to Hebrews chapter 4. Turn to Matthew chapter 3, but I'll just go over this. It's the word of God that's quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's that word, that revelation, the word that brings you the ability to sort soul from spirit. That which is bringing life from that which has no power to bring life. But in Matthew chapter 3, starting with verse 10, "And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which brings forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." That's what he's wanting to take care of, is that value system that Satan's coming, that's replacing the word with. He said, "I've sworn my word is going to accomplish it. Nobody is going to change my purpose, change my plan. I've determined what things are going to happen. I've spoken my word, and my word is going to accomplish its purpose. And everything that's not according to my word, I'm going to take down that root. I take it by the root." Why did the Pharisees have trouble? Because of that false tree, that false root, that they're only fed. A branch only does what's dictated to it by the trunk. And then it says, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance." John could only take care of the outside. "But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." What does that really mean? In John it says, if you want to be born again, you have to be born of the Spirit and the Word. And I want you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 20, keep your place right here, but turn to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. We have strongholds in our life that keep us from bearing the fruit like he would have us to bear. And this is what that word says. "Is not my word as a fire, like as a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces?" And that word rock there means stronghold. It's his word. It's his revelation. That's really what the fire is. It's separating that which he's done for you, his righteousness, that which will never be corruptible, from that which can easily be burned up. It's the word that brings that to you, that allows you to soak that in. And it says his fan is in his hand. And that word fan means a winnowing fork. And so I looked up winnow. What does that mean? And it means to separate and drive off the chaff from the grain by means of wind, to examine, to sift for the purpose of separating falsehood from truth. So his word is the one that's separating what's false from what is bringing life to you. He's taking care of the branches. He's the husbandman. Everything he does is for the purpose of breaking that yoke off of you that keeps you from walking in what he's called you to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, I want you to go there. If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and with fire, the Spirit of the Lord is dictating the word that comes out of your mouth. And I want you to go to chapter 3, verse 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Or let's start with verse number 11. "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." I used to read this scripture and think, you know, if I don't do the right things, I'm going to make it by the skin of my teeth. I'm barely going to be saved. But what's the only thing that fire can't destroy? God's righteousness. He's separating his righteousness from my righteousness, which has no value. And he's doing it with the word. He's doing it by bringing revelation to me. He's showing me who I am. If you turn to Malachi chapter 3, it makes this a plain again. In verse number 2 and 3. But who may abide at the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he's like a refiner's fire and like the fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. All he's doing is skimming off the unrighteousness, skimming off that which has no life in it, separating the wheat from the chaff, but he's doing it with the word. He's bringing you revelation. He's taking care of the branches so that you can bear fruit. And the most beautiful fruit. It's not a painful process. It's a revelation process. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Satan tries to renew us with all kinds of words. But they're words. They're false. The tree is shown by the fruit it produces. He tries to give you a word, and it doesn't produce peace. It produces turmoil. It produces questions. It produces anger. It produces resentment. But he said, my kind of word will always bring forth according to my word. The kingdom of heaven isn't meat and drink. It's not about rules and regulations. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And in John chapter 6, verse 63, it says, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, their spirit, their life. That's what it means to be born again. You're born of the word and the spirit that brings revelation of that word. The flesh doesn't have any profit. He crucified your flesh with him. You don't have to crucify your flesh. He's already done it. But it's not renewed in your mind. He's the one that took the cutting. He's the one that took the purging. Because he atoned for you. And all he's doing is separating. He's like a refinery. What it does is take away the impure metal so that you'll have pure gold. He's saying, all I'm doing is taking away the corruptible things of the flesh so that you'll have pure righteousness. Because that's all any of us are saved by. There's no other way to do it. It's his word that makes the earth to bud. And it's his word that brings you life.